Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bed break.
Atlanta Rhythm Section bringing us back. Even when times get rough. And you've had enough.
Still
gotta try, small business owner. That's our theme, isn't it? That's our watchword. That's our mantra. We still gotta try. One time to get all small business owners, and you know about it. I know about it. Welcome back, 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. New video up right now. Also, subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Don't forget to take the poll question. We have a different question we ask every week. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. I want to talk a little bit more about this pipeline thing that I mentioned in the previous segment. I learned about sales forecasting from Xerox. I was with Xerox from the mid-70s to the early 80s. And I really got a wonderful education on forecasting. Because I had to tell my manager, I managed a multi-county territory for Xerox, and I had to tell my manager at the beginning of the month what I was going to close that month. What business was going to come in from my territory that month? And we would sit down. We had a double wide, 11 by 17 card. It was we folded in the middle. It was a piece of paper on kind of a cardstock, but it was printed. It had printed on it rows of lines for customers, and then horizontal and across the way across the sheet columns. For dates, for activities, for different things like a proposal, a demo, a trial, a contract, delivery, et cetera, et cetera. And so I had to, my job as managing that territory, my job was to tell my manager, his name was the one that taught me the most was my old friend, Greg Wilson. He's not with us anymore. We've lost him a couple of years ago. But Greg Wilson taught me a lot about this. And every month I had to go to his office and show him what I was going to sell that month and why I believed that was going to happen. We went over every prospect one by one. This is where we are. I had to tell him, this is where we are. This is what's going to happen. This is why I think they're going to close. And if he didn't agree with me, if I didn't convince him that I had done enough to close that business, he wouldn't let me forecast it. So I might go in with 10 prospects that I said was going to close that month. Maybe he'd agree with all of them. Maybe I did a good enough job that he was convinced. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he would say, okay, I'm going to give you these 8, but these 2, you can't count on them because I don't think you're going to get these for whatever reason. Maybe he knew something about delivery that I didn't know, that I was going to sell them, but we couldn't get the product or something. But maybe I'd lose 2 of these. Well, if I needed 10 sales, that meant I had to go find 2 more. That's part of to thine own self be true. To not fooling yourself. He and I would go over these facts and figures to the point where we believed at the end of the month, if something didn't close, if we didn't reach our goal, it was because something happened that we had no control over. Something surprised us that we didn't know about. And consequently, because of that process, folks, I was very successful with Xerox. I made President's Club more than once. I made the trip, so to speak. A lot of companies have that. I got lots of plaques and awards and et cetera, et cetera. And because of I was taught how to develop a sales pipeline. And so now remember those two sales that I told you that Greg would say, okay, you can't count on these 2 this month. That didn't mean that they went away. It just meant they went on the next month, perhaps. In other words, he might say, okay, I know you may close these people, but you're not going to get the product, so you better count them for next month. Well, guess what? I already had two of the in the next month. That's what a pipeline does. A pipeline is a continuous flow of suspects. I'm sorry, prospects, not suspects. Of prospects, people who are qualified. It's a continuous flow of them into which you put new prospects, out of which you pull new customers. And they flow along in the pipeline until you have done those things, as I said earlier, until you've done those things that make them turn into customers and they drop through a faucet into your hand as sales revenue. This, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to become a professional manager, you'll learn how to develop this kind of a forecasting technique. You can use technology if you want to. You can use paper if you want to. But find a way to identify. And this is especially true. This is primarily for business-to-business companies where you're dealing with other businesses, and they're more predictable than say retail customers are. But you've got these business customers, and you know enough about them to know when they're likely to close. Put that into your forecast. Tell yourself the truth. Be honest with yourself about what you know about them. And then identify what's left to be done. Do that work. And it'll turn into sales. And when you do that, that's when your cash flow problems will start. When you get really good at forecasting, you'll get really good at cash flow. And that, as you know, is the most important thing. Because sales are critical, but cash is king. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. Stay with me. Looks like they took my friend. Oh, Lord. I'm stuck in old die
again. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.